This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2021 special is brought to you by Marsing.
Good morning, this is BFM 89.9, 7:18 in the morning. Now, in about 30 minutes, we'll talk to Sim Kwan Gik, tax leader of Deloitte in Malaysia, for her key takeaways from Budget 2021. But in the meantime, SMEs. Now, for the past year, the SME sector has been struggling to stay afloat from the damage from the pandemic. The various stages of movement restrictions have caused businesses to drop drastically.
Yeah, it has drained consumer confidence and disrupting cash flow for many SMEs. Many were hoping that Budget 2021 would be the saving grace that helps uplifts this ailing sector and carry it through the pandemic crisis. But are the measures proposed by the government of the day enough to help SMEs who are facing closures and a gloomy outlook ahead?
So to dissect Budget 2021, we've got on the line with us Dato' Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia. Dato', simple question. Did the budget meet your expectations in terms of supporting SMEs?
Morning. I think the budget for 2021, there is a series of support, but the support is still not up to what we are expectation. You know that I mean, because a lot of areas, yes, the government did extend these pandemic prihatin and pencanas or prihatin tambahan. The continue with additional budget follow the whatever they have done during this 2020. So I think you can see the budget they came out the additional 20 million assistance to help. Given to Bank Negara to help the SME facing the cash flow issue. So they're going to have a continue helping the SME. The rest will be the another 1.9 billion to help the SME on the soft loan and include the micro SME. The rest, other than that, then we are asking the government to help on the digitization and transformation. That government also allocate 115 million on the digitization transformation grant, and also another 100 millions on the training grant on the digitization. This is major on this, but we feel that this is not enough because these SME are facing a huge problem when they are during this 2020. We hope that by 2021, the government can come in to help the not only that, those who help the SME on the capacity building, those who SME are facing the huge loss and these totally are not able to operate like tourist industry, tourist related industry, you know, they are include the event, all those, they're totally lost, you know, during this pandemic. Our government are not focusing to help this group of people when the economy recover.
So, Dato, what kind of help would you actually would have liked to seen from Budget 2021, which would be more meaningful and actually have a bigger impact in uplifting the SME sector then?
You see, then a person when you admitted to ICU, then when you recover, you need some recover and taking care and, you know, good care for from the people. So you can see the same thing like SME during this pandemic in 2020. SME, majority of SME are facing huge problem. We hope that the government can come in and set a special, like something like capacity building. Those who are SME facing the issue, those who are have, but they know what they're doing, but they're facing like too many things like sales, how to improve their own business way, you know, how to transform all those. We need a government to come up something. Capacity building, what I mean that, like something that, so that the SME can continue and recover faster.
Dato, notably no tax deductions for companies or SMEs. Would this have been useful?
You mean the tax?
Yeah.
Yeah, tax, I think this is useful, but if 2021, if you don't make money, no, tax is not, it's not able to help that. What we need is that, like, I overemphasize that, like, SME needs sales, immediate sales. Like, government budget a lot of money for the riot. So when the riot got the money, they will spend. But are they really spend the money? You know, that's what we are looking at. Like, we talk about digitization. If we can go for digitization, so you get, but the moment the money you hang out, maybe go through the e-wallet, then you must spend within 3 months or within 6 months so that the money will go to the market, then able to help the SME immediately pick up the sales.
Dato, we do know that there's an extension of the wage subsidy program, but only to the tourism sector. Do you think it should be extended even more to cover more types of businesses within the SME group?
Yes, definitely, because not only for the tourism industry, I think tourism-related industry, they only budget for tourists and this retail industry. I think other than that, I think we need more from that. Again, the subsidy is not enough. You see, tourist industry have been almost 1 year, there's no sales totally. You only give them a 600 ringgit subsidy for extension until next year March. I think the tourist industry, by the earliest, if everything is in order, the earlier they can pick out is middle of next year. So how many SME in tourist industry still can able to sustain? Like, we also asking the government to help on the rental subsidy, but there's totally no rental subsidy. So, and also some of the SME in tourist industry, they can't able to get the loan from the bank, because bank also, they're also doing business, they have KPI. So we urge the government to set up a special unit, specifically look into the tourist and tourist related industry, like hotel, like bar, you know, all those industry related industry, retail, F&B, you know, event, all those are related in the tourist industry. We hope that the government can set a special vehicles to specially look into it, those with SME in this industry, and come up a special program to help them.
Yeah, Dato, you sound as if you're not too particularly enamoured by the budget so far. We've seen how, I think, the government has room for more add-ons in the next few weeks. We've talked about a lot of things, right? What are the top three things you would like to see added on to the budget, if possible?
It's possible if you can add it on. I think this first, I'm looking at, you know, the tourist industry, we must help them. Because why? Because this industry contribute to our economy, especially in service sector. They totally need help, you know. Without the tourist industry, our service, I think Malaysia SME, almost 90% in service industry. So if we can help tourists are spilled over a lot of industry related. I think this will be help to on the service sector to build up the economy, especially on SME. And the second, I'm looking at how government can do help on the capacity building, those SME facing problem, but they want to rebuild their business, reform their business. So we need a specific capacity building unit, like transformation, digitization, you know. If we can able to help, even now pass it down to some of the government agency, like I mentioned that in 2020, this year, government focused at 20,000 SME moving to digitals, you know. But until today, agency only help less than 2,000 SME. You can see that the gap is so huge. How we can help to transform the SME? This is the best time for SME to transform. The third, I think I'm looking at, is how can build the sales to help the SME, like especially Buy Malaysia campaign, and government take the initiative to help to build a sale. Like I just mentioned about the digitals, government, when they hang out the money, please give into the e-wallet, so get the SME or the Rakyat to spend the money through digital. They must buy certain products to help the SME. Other than that, will be sales. It's on export. To help the SME do export. I think export during this pandemic, a lot of our SME, their sales double up. You know, this is the best to rebuild the economy, rebuild the SME, provide the job.
All right. Thank you ever so much, Dato. That was Dato Michael Kang, President of the SME Association of Malaysia. So his messaging is quite clear, right? Capacity building, help the travel and tourism players, and help companies restart. And it could dovetail nicely with the fact that the government next year expects 6.5% to 7.5% recovery for GDP in 2021. I think better than most ASEAN plus 5 peers. Now that's interesting, because if the government does the right thing, puts on those additional measures, the SME sector, which does account for a bulk of the economy, will be the real driver of the country's GDP next year.
Yeah, what's interesting also, if you look at the budget details, is that they expect revenue to recover government revenue to recover to post-pandemic levels. But for that to happen, like you say, SMEs have to get back on the ground, right? They have to get moving. Now, the question is, do you think Budget 2021 offered enough initiatives? Well, if you look at some of the stimulus packages that were announced pre-Budget 2021, so we're looking at Prihatin and Penjana, they were very much focused on wage subsidy programs across the board, rent subsidies, but there's really not much of an extension other than for the tourism sector. So I think the SMEs is kind of a lukewarm, but I suppose there's always going to be a question about what can we seriously afford.
Yeah, and we've seen the ceiling being touched now. I think 60 to 61% of GDP is the fiscal is the level of debt right now. And as you say, some economists are expecting that debt ceiling to be raised at the next parliamentary hearing. Well, I think what a lot of people also don't realize is that this government, for what it is, right? Call it what you will, right? They've had the benefit of announcing several little stimulus budgets, several little budgets in the year gone by. This would essentially be their fifth. Going forward. So they probably would have a bit more visibility in terms of what works and what doesn't work. Okay, 28 minutes past 7. We'll come back after this with more news. BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2021 special was brought to you by Masing.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.